Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up! It's time for school. Time to get dressed and sit at your desk to stress and test with the rest to see who's the best. A 16-year quest. Allow me to digress. What is school for? Now please, I understand how lucky I am to live in a country where there's freedom to receive an education. And believe me, I pledge allegiance. But what is it for? When a report card is more a measure of obedience than intelligence. A way of keeping score to ensure that the doorway of opportunity is wide open so long as you keep your hand raised and mouth shut. Preparing students for a world that looks completely different by the time they leave. Pushing them to achieve rather than intrigue, and we believe that this is the path to success. What are we teaching them? That the ACT, SAT is a measure of who you'll be, and all we see is just a number. But the problem with that is with a standardized test, all you teach a student to be is just that. Standard. Average. Unremarkable. Is this really the goal? To create a globalization of standardization? A simplification of individualization? Please, will someone bring a revolution to this institution? An execution of this illusion that in-state or out-of-state, the only goal is to graduate and on that date feel great because you've won, because in reality, you haven't even begun. For most, 4 years of university thinking amounts to nothing more than a piece of paper and plastic cups. Clinking, binge drinking with a sinking feeling that a job is probably not on the horizon. The only sure bet we get is a lap full of debt and a head full of facts we're soon to forget. Forget psychology. You majored in loan payments with a minor in red solo cup. Remember French history? No. You majored in frat parties with a minor in no real world experience. Now, I'm not saying that school or college is a bad thing, but what is it for? Is it about making the grade, or is it about learning to make a difference? Is it about keeping quiet, or is it about finding your voice? Is it about being gifted, or is it about discovering your gifts? Is it about learning to walk in a single file line, or is it about forging your own path? The dictionary defines education as the process of receiving systematic instruction. I hate that, because regardless of how you might treat them, children are not numbers. You can't set them into a simple system that consistently sets everyone to be the same. In a setting set forth by industrialists 100 years ago teaching factory workers to be tame. So call it something different. We need a new name or definition. The second definition of education is an enlightening experience. I like that. Friends, it is essential that we get intentional to make school more experiential. Let teachers be more influential than referential, because only then will both they and their students reach their full potential. They deserve more because they're what school's for. Friends, let's fight to make school more bright, removing trite regulations and political spite. And please, let the teacher be there for more than simply telling you if you're right. Let's bring in the light. And if the last 3 or 4 minutes invited a change in your sight on this issue, then this slight rhyme might have been worth the time it took to write. Hey, school, it's time for a change. Wake up! It's time for school to go to school.
get ahead of myself, feeling things I never felt. It's kind of hard for me to explain her personality in everything. Brings me to my knees, oh. She shines me up like gold on my arm. I wanna take it slow, but it's so hard. I'd love to see her face in daylight. It's more than just our bodies at night. But she's really tempting me, oh. Do you think I'm being foolish if I don't rush in? I guess it's death that she might be it, that the love is real, that the shoe might fit. She might just be my everything. Beyond, beyond space and time in the afterlife, will she have my kids? Will she be my wife? She might just be my everything and beyond. I wanna bring her round to meet you. I'm thinking like a candelina. I know that grandma would have loved her like she was her own. She makes me feel at home, oh. Do you think I'm being foolish if I don't rush in? I guess it's just that she might be it, that the love is real, that the shoe might fit. She might just be my everything. Beyond, beyond space and time in the afterlife, will she have my kids? Will she be my wife? She might just be my everything and beyond. I give up, I'm in love, trying. I'll take.
Thank you. what we had. Gotta move on.
Welcome to Raising Independent Thinkers. This show is a space for families who are homeschooling or thinking about homeschooling. We'll explore alternative teaching methods, federal and state homeschooling laws, and most importantly, this show is a platform where families can inspire one another on how to raise independent thinkers. I'm your host, Bathsheba Omani, Montessori educator, homeschooling consultant, owner of Homeschool Guide, LLC, and mother of two. Let's get started. Hope everyone is having a lovely Sunday. Today is August 9th, 2020. This is the Raising Independent Thinkers show, and I'm your host, Bathsheba Omani. Today we're talking about homeschooling. Learning what homeschool is, what are some of the benefits, what can we expect from homeschooling, and discussing homeschooling versus traditional education. The clip that I played in the beginning is called Hey School, Wake Up, and it's by John Jorgensen, who's a spoken word artist. And I love how he talks about bringing a revolution to the public educational institution, which we are in desperate need of. So I'll try to add the link into the chat if you would like to listen to it again. I wanted to start off with a quote by Nelson Mandela, and he says, "Education is the most powerful weapon which you can use to change the world." And I think this is such an inspiring thought that education can actually change the world. And I want to add to that and say education is the most powerful weapon which you can use to change yourself. Because in order for us to change the world, we must first start with ourselves. I tend to be a very optimistic person, and have high hopes for our younger generation. And this is one of the reasons why I wanted to create this space to help motivate others in believing in the potential of our children. So homeschooling is something that I've been passionate about for quite some time. I started my educational journey about 20 years ago, mostly teaching at Montessori private schools. And during this time, I was amazed on how much information a child can absorb at a young age and the amount of intelligence our children possess just on their own, which unfortunately we tend to underestimate all the time, right? Thinking, you know, that they can't do certain things for themselves. So while teaching, I created Homeschool Guide back in 2016 in hopes to support families who just wanted resources and what they could do with their children at home. I started offering parent-child education classes in my community, and it got me interested in thinking about the homeschooling population and how I can support and give my perspective as an educator. So homeschooling, by definition, is to teach school subjects to one's child at home. This is from the Merriam-Webster Dictionary. So basically, teaching your child at home. Homeschooling is family-based, so parents deliberately choose to take responsibility for the education of their children, deciding what the best curriculum is, what the best schedule is for their child, whereas traditional school or public school is usually in an entirely different environment and it is teacher-centered instruction. Traditional schools follow a curriculum which we know follow specific guidelines and practices for all students to adhere to. Now, many traditional schools are now offering these virtual classes where the teachers work remotely and use, again, a structured curriculum for their students to follow. Now, although virtual classes are more flexible, it's not the same thing as homeschooling because it's still teacher-directed. Okay. And I think many people are still a little confused about that because I see so many posts on social media of parents saying, I'm homeschooling my child, but in reality, the child is virtually learning through their public school following public school guidelines. So this is a very strange time that we're living in, to say the least. And I feel that we can take what's going on in the world and take the opportunity to slow down and really see what's most important. And It's interesting that the public educational system, as we know, is almost being pushed out. And more families are deciding to homeschool. So homeschooling is a whole different way of learning. Your child is able to learn at their own pace and use whatever techniques are easiest for them. Instead of being teacher-directed, it becomes more parent and child-directed, meaning that you and your child will direct the learning that goes on. With homeschooling, you don't have to plan your life around school hours or homework. You can choose the amount of hours in a day that best fits your family and the amount of work within a day or week. Because the flexibility of most state homeschooling laws, you can still choose to homeschool even if you plan on working outside of the home. You would just need to schedule the time of homeschooling hours around your work schedule. And whether you decide to homeschool or not, I strongly believe that if you have a child, you should always find ways in teaching them at home, whether they're in traditional school or not. Whether they're in private school or not, you are your child's first teacher. You know your child the best, and children should be learning lessons from home first as much as possible. Being a single mother for most of my children's childhood, I did use the time that I wasn't at work to incorporate homeschooling methods, especially my son, who's now 20 years old. He was born prematurely and diagnosed with cerebral palsy. he did attend traditional school for most of his education while I had to work. But in order to help close the gaps for his learning, I had to also teach him at home. And I mostly used the Montessori method, which has worked best for both of my children. So one of the benefits of homeschooling is choosing the method that your child learns best. And I plan on doing a webinar coming soon discussing the various methods, or I might do a few webinars since there's around 7 of them. And you can also choose to create your own method or curriculum, and it doesn't require you to have a degree in education or for you to know how to teach every single subject. You just need to know your child, do the research, and not be afraid to ask for help. I know many homeschool families who choose a method and tweak it based on what their child gravitates towards, and I've known other families to combine different methods, creating whatever works, because we know no child is the same. So it's important to be mindful that we all learn differently, and you should just find what works best for your family. Another benefit that I wanted to talk about is that homeschooled kids tend to think more independently. Think about it. At home, they don't need to ask to use the bathroom. They learn how to manage their time. They learn how to eat when they're hungry. And these are just basic things that we should all learn how to do at a young age. One of my favorite Montessori quotes says, "The greatest gift we can give our children are the roots of responsibility and the wings of independence." I think it's important that children learn some independence at a young age. And I remember as a child having certain chores around the house. And back then I thought it was such a nuisance. But now I actually appreciate that I know how to keep a clean house and organize things. When I think about my children, one of my goals is to make sure that they can take care of themselves when I'm long and gone. I actually think about that often, and I'm sure you all do too. So I am going to go ahead and take a break and play a song, and I will be right back in a few minutes.
Baby, I'll go. people moving in.
Why?
Because the color of the skin.
Run.
But you're soaking high. An eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth.
Vote for me and I'll set you free.
Black on, brother. Black on.
Well, only person talking about love, thy brother, is the preacher. And it seems nobody's interested in learning but the teacher. Segregation, determination, demonstration, integration, aggravation, humiliation, obligation to our nation.
What a confusion.
Time for school. Time to get dressed and sit at your desk to stress and test with the rest to see who's the best. A 16-year quest. Allow me to digress. What is school for? Now please, I understand how lucky I am to live in a country where there's freedom to receive an education. And believe me, I pledge allegiance. But what is it for, when a report card is more a measure of obedience than intelligence? a way of keeping score to ensure that the doorway of opportunity is wide open so long as you keep your hand raised and mouth shut. Preparing students for a world that looks completely different by the time they leave, pushing them to achieve rather than intrigue, and we believe that this is the path to success. What are we teaching them? That the ACT, SAT is a measure of who you'll be and all we see is just a number. But the problem with that is with a standardized test, all you teach a student to be is just that. Standard. Average. Unremarkable. Is this really the goal? To create a globalization of standardization? A simplification of individualization? Please, will someone bring a revolution to this institution? An execution of this illusion that in-state or out-of-state, the only goal is to graduate and on that date feel great because you've won, because in reality, you haven't even begun. For most, 4 years of university thinking amounts to nothing more than a piece of paper and plastic cups clinking, binge drinking with a sinking feeling that a job is probably not on the horizon. The only sure bet we get is a lap full of debt and a head full of facts we're soon to forget. Forget psychology. You majored in loan payments with a minor in Red Solo Cup. Remember French history? No. You majored in frat parties with a minor in no real world experience. Now, I'm not saying that school or college is a bad thing, but what is it for? Is it about making the grade? Or is it about learning to make a difference? Is it about keeping quiet? Or is it about finding your voice? Is it about being gifted? Or is it about discovering your gifts? Is it about learning to walk in a single file line? Or is it about forging your own path? The dictionary defines education as the process of receiving systematic instruction. I hate that, because regardless of how you might treat them, children are not numbers. You can't set them into a simple system that consistently sets everyone to be the same, in a setting set forth by industrialists 100 years ago teaching factory workers to be tame. So call it something different. We need a new name or definition. The second definition of education is an enlightening experience. I like that. Friends, it is essential that we get intentional to make school more experiential. Let teachers be more influential than referential, because only then will both they and their students reach their full potential. They deserve more because they're what school's for. Friends, let's fight to make school more bright. Removing trite regulations and political spite, and please, let the teacher be there for more than simply telling you if you're right. Let's bring in the light. And if the last 3 or 4 minutes invited a change in your sight on this issue, then this slight rhyme might have been worth the time it took to write. Hey, school, it's time for a change. Wake up! It's time for school to go to school.
Okay, I'm back. So we are talking about the benefits of homeschooling. So another benefit that we don't really think about is that homeschooling allows kids to work for the knowledge instead of the grades. And we know that knowledge is power. In the late 1700s, the grading system, as we know it, was an actual mimicked system invented in factories, which identified whether or not the products were up to grade. It was the standard in which a determination was made whether workers would be paid and if the products could be sold. Now, unfortunately, we have seen over the hundreds of years that this grading system is becoming more and more stressful for our children. And we know that our children are not products, and we need to think of other options when it comes to grading. So I know for myself, growing up in New York, I remember going to public school and believing that all that mattered was that I passed the class. Even if I didn't understand the lessons that were introduced to me, as long as I passed with a decent grade, right, I felt smart. And when I think about that, I realize that there is still so much that I don't know. And that's why I will always consider myself a lifelong learner. I just remember feeling the stress about getting grades in certain classes. And I can just imagine what kids are going through today. So for homeschool families, most states give you a choice whether or not to grade your child's work. As long as you have some sort of system for tracking their work, you should be fine. And if more people are interested, I can do an entire show on grades and record keeping. If you live in a state that requires portfolios at the end of the year, you might want to add some sort of check mark or of completion. And in cases where the law requires you to report some sort of final assessment, which is rare cases, you might want to use a grading system of your choice. And an option of that can be satisfactory, unsatisfactory, or needs improvement. And many people don't realize that you may not need grades for university applications. But again, I'll cover all of this on another show, and I'll also cover some of the state laws on grading. So another benefit that I think of is community involvement. I've talked to many people who feel that if they homeschool their child, they won't get the socialization that they would have in school. And I believe that we have gotten to the point in our society where we don't socialize with our neighbors anymore. I remember as a kid, we knew everybody on our street, on our block. And we also played together and grew up together right in our own community. And I believe that parents who have an opportunity to homeschool also have the opportunity to model on how to make friends. I think about certain children who are not as social, and many of the parents are not as social as well, and that's okay for some people because some people are more introverted and some people are more social. But I feel that if you want your child to socialize with other children, there are plenty of options out there, especially now that many people are choosing to homeschool. There are co-ops, which is a group of families who meet together and work to achieve a common goal. And you can join someone else's co-op or you can create your own. There are also social media homeschooling groups that you can join where they plan trips together. And then again, you know, getting to know your neighbors and getting to know the children in your neighborhood. So I would like to open up the phone lines and talk to a few of you. You can call 425-569-5169 and hit the number 1. And I just would like to know why you might be interested in homeschool, and if you already are homeschooling, what were the main reasons you started? So before I go to the phone lines, I wanted to share with you that I do offer consultations on my website. If you're interested in homeschooling and need some direction, I can help you get started. I also am offering individual curriculums for preschool age children. I will be offering more curriculums for older children coming soon, and also a subscription coming soon. You can go to home-schoolguide.com. Again, home-schoolguide.com. And it's still under construction somewhat, but I do have several products on my services and shop page. I'm also offering a tutoring service for this coming school year and looking for online tutors. So all you would need is a high school diploma or GED and at least 2 years of experience tutoring. There will be a background check done, but if you are interested, please send your resume to homeschoolguide1@gmail.com.
Okay, so if you would like to join the conversation, you can call 563-999-3615. And if no one has any questions, I'm going to end the show for this evening. I hope I did inspire someone out there, and hopefully you all have a wonderful weekend. Stay blessed.
Been traveling these wide roads for so long. My heart's been far from you, 10,000 miles gone. Oh, I want to come near and give every part of me, but there's blood on my hands, and my lips are unclean. In my darkness, I remember Mama's words reoccur to me. Surrender to the good Lord, and He'll wipe your slate clean. Take me to your river. I wanna go. I'll go. As a man with many crimes, come up for air. As my sins flow down the Jordan, oh, I want to come here and give you every part of me. But there's blood on my hands, and my lips are unclean. Take me to your river.
Lord, please let me know.
Take me to.